The following contest is scheduled for one fall.
I've seen that man before. That's Randy Phil.
The other one's some kind of half man, half monkey.
It's a massive duplex and not one dragon in sight.
Ladies and gentlemen, Marks and Shaggers, Snapdragon Duplex here, episode 92. I'm the pay-per-view thrill, Randy Phil, and I'm joined by the monkey man, Mikey Mack. Hello, Mikey Mack.
Hello, Randy Phil. How's it going?
I'm very well. Are you?
I'm good.
He's good. So, what did we... Oh, we kicked off WrestleMania last one, wasn't it? We covered
WrestleMania.
What happened at Mania. So, since then, we've had Dynasty, we've had Backlash, and we've got the King and Queen of the Ring, and is it Double or Nothing?
Yeah, I think it is Double or Nothing.
It is Double or Nothing.
Fucking hell.
But, will we just fucking kick off with the pay-per-views, what's passed then?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Right, you'll need to take the majority of Backlash, because I watched the first match and I watched the World Heavyweight title match. I didn't watch the main event, because I was like, Cody's going to win. And of course, Cody won.
Yeah, it was a good match, though.
From what I heard, it was a good match. I'll need to watch it. I'll need to make time for it, but they fucked me. This whole WWE fighting around the world, it's good. Everybody's enjoying it, but I'm not, because it's fucking my whole time schedule. I watch the WWE pay-per-views at 1 a.m. Don't change that on me.
You're the only person who's moaning about that on this side of the water.
But the thing is, though, fucking... This Backlash was on the Saturday night. At whatever time, 6 o'clock or something. I was out for dinner Saturday night, so I went, I'll go home, 11 o'clock, I'll watch a few hours, and then I'll stick Collision on after it. Mm-hmm. So, I dicked about, I watched the tag team street fight because I heard there was a new debut. I can't remember his name, because, who is it, Tangaloa?
Tamatonga.
No, Tamatonga was already
No, you're right, yeah. Tangaloa, but,
It might be, I might have butchered the name. But that's not the guy they were expecting, because Jacob Fatu, that's the one, isn't it?
That's the one who's signed, yeah.
He's signed as well, so he could be part of this as well. But I heard somebody debuted, and I thought it was going to be Jacob Fatu, and I tuned in, and it was Tangaloa, and they fucked his spot. Did you see that?
No, what did you
do? See, at the end of the match, whenever he was supposed to pull the ref out after Kevin Owens hits the fucking... Was it the bomb off the turnbuckle through the chairs?
Yeah, that's right.
And he goes for the pin, then fucking Tangaloa pulls him out, pulls the ref out. But he didn't get out in time to pull the ref, so the ref kind of slid himself out the ring. you can't see it on the WWE programme, but people have got the fucking...
They got the video
cameras
of it.
Aye, and you can just see the ref slide himself out. Like, ah, good save.
That's
good
save, ref.
But,
it's a really slippy ring.
I fucked this whole thing because I was like, right, I'll watch a few hours and then I'll stick Collision on. Collision wasn't even on that night. That was the night fucking they skipped it for the NBA or something.
Yeah, so you're right. They did. They did.
Blasted through.
Did you Dynamite and then Rampage on the same day?
Aye.
Yeah.
Something
okay,
like
yeah.
that. Aye. Because I fucking tried to skip through Backlash, get the key points, and then I had fucking no wrestling. Then it was like 1 o'clock, and I says, "Oh, dear, go back and watch a pay per view now and do what I was going to do." And I was like, "Nah, I'm too tired."
Yeah,
it's not live. Right. There's no point. If it's not live, it's not worth watching.
Nah, fair enough. Fair enough. Are you wanting to do Backlash just now then, or are you wanting to do it in order? Because I think Dynasty was before, wasn't it?
Was it? Right, we can do Dynasty because I'll have that here somewhere. There we go, Dynasty. Now, we were both working the Dynasty pay-per-view.
Yeah, so we were.
Did you catch it all whilst you were at work, or did you have to split it up?
I think I split it up over 2 days at work.
See, that's a pain. What is that, a 4 hour pay per view, 5 hours sometimes?
Yeah, but I think it was 4 hours.
But if you got anything you want to just hit through for the Dynasty?
I don't think there was a bad match.
Nah, it was good.
There was no
good.
Bad match, and there was probably about 3 or 4 5-star matches. So, like, I mean, yeah, it was awesome. It was one of AEW's best pay per views, I think. For wrestling.
Four title changes in the card.
Yeah, that which I think is what they needed. It's kind of like what we were talking about last time, where they needed something to freshen everything up, and if you make 4 different champions, then that's a whole new show you're watching now.
True, but see the women's division, I'm still just not interested in it.
Nah.
I like Willow Nightingale's got the TBS title, that's good.
Yeah.
But see her feud with Mercedes Moné, I'm like, nah, I'm not interested.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, it's like, I kind of feel like they fumbled the bag with Mercedes Moné already, where it's like,
yeah,
it was going to be like the coolest thing ever, and then they've kind of just had her doing promos, and I'm like, she's always been kind of shit at promos. Like, her thing was always like, you just stick her in the ring, she's always fucking brilliant. But yeah, I don't know.
I wonder if she's still fighting an injury or something. If they're
maybe
all clear, but she's already announced for Double or Nothing, so she must be clear. Oh well, yes. You didn't see Dynamite last night either, so watch Dynamite. Then you'll be like, ah, she's clear.
Right, okay. You can say what happened, I don't mind. Everyone else will have seen it.
She took a powerbomb through a table. It was a contract signing, wasn't it?
Something was a
contract signing.
And
so
it,
she took a big dirty bomb.
You can't sign a contract without, you know, putting your back through the contract.
It works. What else happened with Dynasty? Roderick Strong beat Kyle O'Reilly. He's still the international champion, and yep. Will Ospreay's going to be fighting him at Double or Nothing.
Yep, that's right. So, do you think Ospreay wins that one?
Nah, I think Roderick Strong will win. He's got the numbers. He's got his boys.
Cheat to win.
Don Callis might come out and fucking turn on Will Ospreay.
And then yeah, that'd be cool. So, do you think Will Ospreay is eventually going to be going... Is he going to be the one who takes it off a Swerve?
I don't know, maybe. I did hear somebody throw that idea of Swerve and Will Ospreay for All In.
It's like, that'd be awesome.
That'd be good. That'd be awesome.
Awesome.
I thought it was going to be MJF and Adam Cole again at All In, but both guys are out. We're only a few months away.
Yeah, I can't see them building that.
Again. When did he come out? Was that Dynasty? He came out walking again?
Yeah, that's right.
After the match?
Yeah, that was after Was it a street fight they had?
The international title match? I don't think so. Nah, it was just a standard match.
No, the street fight was the... I'm thinking street fight. It was the ladder match I'm thinking of. The Young Bucks and FTR.
With Jungle Jack Perry.
Yeah, Jungle Boy came back.
That was mad. I popped for that.
Yeah, I did.
See, whenever they were doing this whole, we're going to show the CM Punk footage for All In, I didn't expect this is where it was going to go, and it's just gave Jungle Boy so much fucking momentum now.
Yeah. No, totally, because I remember I was slagging fuck out of him. And and like, now that I think about it, it's probably worked out in the long run. I quite like it. I like that Jack Perry's back, and I like him as a heel now.
Yeah,
I think before he was fucking terrible as a heel.
Whenever it was fighting Hook. Well, that's what the All In match was, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and he had like Beethoven's Fifth Symphony as his fucking walkout song, and it was shit.
Is he still got that, or has it changed? I don't know.
I feel like it's changed, but maybe I'm wrong and I'm just making myself sound like an arse.
Well, he's not had a match yet or anything, has he? He's just been palling about with the Young Bucks.
Aye. So we had, what else is going on here? So they unified the Trios belts. So now...
When did they have that match? Oh, that was...
That was Dynasty.
Was that Dynasty? Oh, was it the fucking buy-in?
Yeah. It was Bullet Club Gold versus the Acclaim.
Buy-in.
I know, I hate it as well. They put too many matches on the buy-in.
Well, at least they put matches on it. I hate fucking tuning in for a WWE event and there's an hour of them just talking shite.
Like, yeah, I don't even bother with it.
Give me a shot. Nah, neither do I anymore. It's an hour of just building everything, and then you get all the build in between the matches anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but they just show you all the kind of video packages before the show.
Did you just notice that they've got the Trios champions have got their three belts now?
Yeah,
because it took me ages to fucking figure out, like, where did they get a third belt for? Like, they unified the two Trios. I'm like, why have all of them got a third belt each? I didn't realize they took the original Trios belts and they've still got the Scissor belt.
But they've all got three belts.
Yeah, they've all got three belts because they've got like the original design one. They've got the Scissor one, and they've got the Ring of Honor Trios or Six Man or whatever it's called.
I mean, at that point, just use the original ones.
I thought that's what the whole plan was. I thought they were unifying them to get ready.
I know.
Extra belts. Like, nah, here's an additional belt.
I always hated that. I've always hated when like they have to... Do you remember like you'd be winning two belts for ages when they unified the World Heavyweight title and the WWE title back in whenever the fuck. Like, Daniel Bryan won it at WrestleMania 30 and had to lift two belts. And you're like, why are we still doing two belts?
Where I got my shoulder.
Yeah, so, I mean, what are the bangers they have? So, the Okada Pack match, banger.
Yeah, Continental Classic, yes. Continental title.
Yeah. So, let me try and think. The Continental title is different from the International one. Because the International
Only
one was
in
the one...
way that... the International is the one, Orange Cassidy had.
Yeah.
Fucking... Pac held that as well, didn't he? He was the first double champ with that in the trios.
Right. Yeah, because he was like popping up all over the place to defend it.
Yeah.
That was cool.
But the Continentals, the only stipulation is like you can't have somebody at ringside. Well, not the only stipulation, but that's what's fucking differentiating that for anything else. No outside interference.
Right, okay.
Like, mate, that's just a fucking normal match, right?
Yeah,
if
it's just a match.
Getting involved, if MD gets involved, fuck him out.
That's funny. And then, the House of Black trios match against Edge, Eddie Kingston and Mark Briscoe?
Yeah.
That was okay. Well, it was a good match. There was no bad matches. But like, yeah, it wasn't as good as the Okada Pack match before it.
It's not going to be as good as Edge versus Malakai Black in a barbed wire steel cage at Double Nothing.
Fucking that'll be pretty intense.
Yeah, I'm buzzing for that. That'll be a good one.
I think the card
for Double or Nothing is shaping up to be pretty decent so far. I think there's about 6 matches.
Have you got them up?
I do. Adam Copeland, Malakai Black in the steel cage match. Mm-hmm. Tony Storm versus Serena Deeb. Don't give a fuck. I'm not interested.
Not interested.
We've already said Roderick Strong versus Will Ospreay. Willow Nightingale versus Mercedes Moné. I'm just going to be glad to see that coming to an end. Hopefully it comes to an end.
Do you think Mercedes Moné wins that and then kind of goes on a run with the belt for a bit?
Nah. I think Willow's too good to know he's the champ.
Is this her first singles match though?
Mercedes Moné or Willow?
Money.
I think it's her first match. Don't think she's fucking fought yet, has she?
There's no way she's losing her first match.
Nah, maybe. Suppose not. Unless she fucks her knee again. Could you imagine?
I'd be CM Punk all over again.
Once was an accident. You're just doing this intentionally, you cow. That's real heat.
That is the best way to get back to WWE is just to keep injuring yourself over and over again. and just start eating muffins at the fuck. If she starts eating fucking muffins at the press conference afterwards, that's when you know she's going back to WWE.
I think more people are going to be moving back to WWE now. Now that Vince is gone, eradicated.
Yeah.
I think more people will just be waiting on contracts coming up and will move. But
yeah. But I think you'll probably get stuff going the other way as well.
Do you reckon people are going to leave WWE?
I think they're going to start letting people go.
Ah, well, Jinder Mahal, he's gone again, isn't he?
That'll be a good one. Jinder Mahal versus Swerve Strickland for the belt. That's what I can't wait for. You can't hinder the Jinder.
Well, he's been told that like he's popular amongst the indies and he's expecting to get loads of dates booked.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, I hope he does well and he comes back, but it'd be cool if he'd done a bit of a Drew McIntyre.
Aye. Again. Oh, well, did he go? He didn't. No, he did go, didn't he? Jinder Mahal left and came back.
I think he got ripped. Was he injured? Or did he get sacked and came back?
I think he got sacked. He might have got injured, but I think he got sacked.
Right, okay. Future endeavoured.
Yes. And it worked well for him. Not anymore. We'll see you again.
Yeah.
Future endeavoured. Next on Double or Nothing, we've got Swerve Strickland and Christian Cage. That should be alright.
That should be a good match.
I'm not expecting much, because fucking... See when they just throw a match and you're like, it's just a defence. Like that Cody and AJ Styles, I was like, AJ's not taking the fucking belt.
No.
Christian's not taking the belt.
No, but you know it'll be a banger. It's like, I think that's one thing everyone says about Christian is that... If there's anyone in the world that you want to give you a good match who you know is just going to be a solid match, it's him and AJ Styles are always the ones they always say they'll get a fucking good match out of you.
Fair play.
So
I wonder when we're going to get Edge and Christian tag teaming.
It's got to come soon, isn't it?
I wonder if we'll get it all in. They'll have a tag match at All In.
So do you think they'll just have the Kill Switch will turn on Christian Cage and become Luchasaurus again?
Maybe. Jack Perry will take him back.
Don't worry, or what if they have, like,
Christian?
Or they have the Jurassic Express 2 and it's Nick Wayne and Kill Switch.
Who's Marco? What happened to Marco's stunt?
That could be He's Mother gone. Wayne.
Oh no. Imagine her taking the bumps. Getting launched about like Marco's stunt.
Oh god, yeah. I kinda miss Marco's stunt just to watch him get fucking flung across a room.
Aye. Well, the only other match for Double or Nothing we've got left is the Anarchy in the Arena, but if you heard the... What's his name's out?
Who?
Eddie Kingston. He got injured at his New Japan
event. Oh, fucking hell.
He got jumped at New Japan by the Young Bucks and Jack Perry, but right. He is legit injured after that.
Right, okay. So are they doing like a secret entrant thing?
Well, they announced it on Dynamite, so I'll let you find out what happens on Dynamite.
Nah, go on, spoil it. Like, by the time people are listening to this, I've already seen it.
Darby Allin showed up, mate.
Where?
Exactly.
I thought he's fucked.
That's what I said.
What? Does he look fucked?
That's what I said. Nah, he seems fine. He's limping about a bit, but I can't remember what it was. It his shoulder or his foot?
He broke his foot, I think.
Was it his foot? Nah, mm-hmm. He's alright, he's limping about. Somebody says he got hit by a bus the other week as well.
I did hear he got hit by a bus and he broke his nose or something like that.
Aye, well, seems alright now. I could just fucking shat out of climbing Everest.
He broke his own foot.
Aye, it's like, ah, fuck it. And then he's like, ah, no, I'm good now, I can fill in for Team AEW. Nobody wants you, mate, go climb Everest.
How the fuck is he going to compete if he's got a broken foot?
It's anarchy in the arena, mate. There are no rules. Anything can happen.
I mean, like, it is known to be a safe match type, I guess. One-winged angels off of stands.
It depends, doesn't it? Stadium Stampede's the one where Matt Hardy got drowned.
Yeah.
Or was that anarchy in the arena? I don't know.
I think that was Stadium Stampede, because that was the one where Hangman Adam Page was on the fucking... Yeah. He was on the horse, wasn't he?
Aye, chasing down cool. Sammy.
That was funny.
But that is all the Double or Nothing card so far, but...
But that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, what was... Have you got anything to say about Dynasty? I mean, obviously, Swerve Strickland got the belt. That's a big one we haven't mentioned yet.
Nah, Swerve gets the belt. That was good. I like... Well, I'm enjoying Swerve now, but I still hate his fucking finisher. See that stomp off the top rope?
Yeah, it's not as good, is it?
Just because the guy takes fucking ages to sit up and then Swerve takes ages to taunt, it just needs to look quicker.
Yeah, it's kind of what I don't like about the One-Winged Angel, that it takes so long to set up. It's like,
aye.
You like a finisher that comes out of nowhere, like an RKO or a stunner.
RKO out of nowhere.
Or like even, trying to think of other ones. Well, the Claymore, really good finisher, because it just comes out of nowhere and all of a sudden it's just like, bang, you're like, oh, cool. That was cool. I like that.
Yeah, it's just that whole fucking... They're sitting up in, like, the Undertaker sit-up position. Like, nobody sits up like that. Who sits up like that in the rest of the match? Any other time in the match, nobody sits like that. But they need to do it for your finish, you dick. Just imagine he gets in the ring with Hogan. Hogan's like, nah, it doesn't work for me, brother. I can't sit up anymore.
You can't sit down anymore, that cunt.
Nah, I'm not going to say anything else about Dynasty. I like Chris Jericho's gimmick with the FTW title.
Yep.
And that's it. The Ospreay and Danielson match of the night for me.
Match of the year?
Oh, possibly. We'll see if they have another one.
It was one of the best matches I think I've seen. Full stop.
And Will Ospreay saying he's retired. Is it Tiger Driver 91?
Yeah.
He keeps teasing it.
He's going to hit it again, isn't he?
He's going to fucking kill somebody.
Yeah, he's going to kill somebody.
Next strong, Roderick Strong. Not for long.
Next gone, Roderick Strong.
Neck broke.
Yeah, cool. I mean, like, what else is happening in AEW right now? We've got, so John Moxley's now the IWGP champion. Which is really cool. And he's come out with that a couple of times.
Yeah, he's mostly in New Japan now. He's wrestled a tag match in Dynamite last night.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was going to show up for this Team AEW for the Anarchy in the Arena, but so far he's not on the card.
That's interesting. I bet they'll have a match for the IWGP belt, and obviously he'll win it because he's not going to lose that on someone else's show.
Unless they get somebody out like Jeff Cobb. That's how he fought on Dynamite in the tag match.
Was it?
I think he... Yeah. Well, him and Kyle Fletcher.
Yeah. I've been going on about that for fucking months. I want Jeff Cobb to come back. So I'm going to have to watch Dynamite.
Here he comes.
I think we even tweeted him not that like a wee bit ago saying, when's Jeff Cobb coming back? And he replied to us, remember?
Oh, aye.
Legend. Friend of the show, Jeff Cobb.
Other than AEW, well, I know the Motor City Machine Guns have signed, but
yeah,
they've not shown up yet.
That's cool. That'll probably be because they like to have people show up on the pay-per-views, don't they?
Well, I thought they were going to show up at that pay-per-view. I thought they were going to show up in the middle of the match and do what Jungle Boy done.
Yeah.
Or Jack Perry done, but he didn't. Jack Perry.
He's
not even got a contract, who had no right to be there.
The scapegoat.
That's it, mate. Nah, I don't think we've got anything else massive happening in AEW. Danielson's back. Everybody thought he was out after that match. He's back. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Swerve's carrying the show. Samoa Joe showed up last night and done like 2 second walking by a promo. Didn't really do much. Like, mate, the cunt lost the belt and he's just hanging out backstage.
Smoking cigars.
Yeah. Tony Khan's gone. He's fucking sidelined.
He's running
the show remotely.
He broke his neck.
The Young Bucks broke his neck.
Yeah. That was fucking brilliant, by the way. I loved that. I
wasn't expecting that.
Nah, I loved it. I was shocked that he took a fucking Meltzer driver. Or are they still calling it a Meltzer driver?
Nah, it's the TK driver now.
The TK. What the... I was about to say, what's that stand for? And then I clicked.
That's good. I like that.
It's good. That's funny. Well,
I will share this one. This is a thought that Dave Nitro had, was, have you seen Eric Bischoff's always fucking slating AEW and how they can't do anything right and they're fucking spunking money?
Yeah,
Dave
famous.
Dave thinks that Eric Bischoff is working with the Elite and it's all going to come out and he's going to come out on TV and be like, I told you Tony Khan's fucking useless and I'm going to fix this company and it's all been a work.
Oh God, that could actually work. If they'd done it right, it would work, but if they'd done it wrong, it'd be so shit.
I know, but this is coming for the guys that were still adamant CM Punk was a work for so long.
And
even now, it's still a work. So don't listen to anything that comes from us.
Don't listen, especially Dave. Dave still thinks Cody Rhodes is a work. He's gonna turn up at Double or Nothing carrying the Undisputed title.
Forbidden WWE. Door. Cody Rhodes versus CM Punk at Forbidden Door. I'm done.
You're all AEW
stuff. Yeah, nah.
Cool.
I'm pretty happy with the way things are going. It's entertaining. The matches are still good.
Yeah. I think
just
that
the women's division right now, I'm going off.
I know. The pay-per-view, so Dynasty, I think my last impression with it was a really good shake-up for a promotion that I've been saying for ages needs a shake-up. So, yeah, I'm excited. Things are looking good. Things are looking up.
Who do you think will take the belt off? Swerve?
Oof, it's gotta got to be Ospreay. Anything? I think you saying Ospreay taking it off him at All In, I think that's perfect.
Whoa, I didn't say that.
But
he can fight him, but he's not going to fucking beat him.
Oh, what? Will Ospreay's not going to win in London, bruv?
I know. That would be some pop.
That would be... I think that's the best way to go, because Will Ospreay's got it all. He's a total package for them.
He's so over now. It was over before, but see now that they're leaning into the baby face with him.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's loving it. Apart from Don Callis, he's not loving it.
No, but I think what you're saying is a good idea, where you drag it out, Don Callis thing, you have him lose against Roderick Strong, you have Don Callis screw him over, whatever the fuck, and you have him feud with the Don Callis family for a while, and then get him into the title picture and go.
Go with it.
Just fucking go. And, All In.
Well,
bye-bye.
the last thing I'll say, because Don Callis just flashed up my head there, the whole best friends, Chuck, Trent, Orange Cassidy, no, they're no best friends anymore.
They're not.
But did you hear Chuck is legitimately out, semi-retired?
Is that legitimate?
Aye, like he's, I think his foot's just been broke that many times. He's got that fucking problem that Edge and Bryan Danielson that had with the bones healing and fucking fusing or something like that.
Yeah, it's called fucked footitis.
Fucked footitis. Danielson had that in his neck.
He had fucked footitis of the neck.
But, and also Chuck is out.
Fuck's sake, man, that's so sad.
All right. Well, no, in fact, we just had Trent versus Orange Cassidy. Like Trent? Last week on Dynamite.
Yeah. Trent?
So that won't be happening at Double or Nothing. Although Don Callis is getting involved, so Jinky's trying to fucking bring in Orange Cassidy.
Yeah, so do you
he's
think...
He's like on his side, he's like, Orange, calm down, don't worry about that dick. I'm your pal.
And so, yeah, he's got a lot of fingers and a lot of pies, says Don Callis.
Old Dirty Don.
Old Dirty Starfish Island Don. I don't know, man. It's interesting because, like, it's going to be interesting to see because there'll obviously be a bit of a crossover with Will Ospreay stuff and the Don Callis family and Orange Cassidy. But I don't see Orange Cassidy going heel.
Nah, you can't.
I just don't think you can do it. But they might do, like, remember when Daniel Bryan was... it's okay to call him it because he was Daniel Bryan at this time. I didn't fuck up. But remember when he was joining the Wyatt family and they kind of and everyone's pissed off about it, then all of a sudden he kind of snapped out of it. And
aye.
Unless they do something like that where like it looks like he's going to join and then all of a sudden he snaps out of it and he starts beating the shit out of Takeshita or something like that.
The whole family.
The whole family. Yeah, or he beats the living shit out of Don Callis.
Yes, do it.
Book it, Tony.
Book it. Something needs to batter fuck out of Don.
Right, you want to talk about Backlash then?
Right, let's Backlash. Backlash.
Backlash. It was in Lyon in France and that crowd was fucking awesome.
I know the crowd were going off their tits because somebody put up a whole YouTube video translating all the crowd chants and it was like 20 minute long videos. Like, Jesus, I'm not watching that.
No,
it must have been hot if they made a 20 minute video translating chants.
I think they were singing, I think it's a Lyon football song about how Lyon are a phenomenal club. And every time AJ Styles came out, they were singing it because of Phenomenal. It was cool as fuck. And you could tell AJ's like, I'm the heel here, man. Like, but you could tell he was like, this is fucking ace. I love this.
Nice.
But yeah, the crowd were fucking shit hot. Really good. I mean, that's what I'm loving about all this going around the world is that every time they leave America, the crowd are so starved for it that they're going to... I mean, I can't wait to see what the crowd are going to be like at Clash of the Castle. Because they were good
Clash
at Money in the Bank.
Hydro.
Clash at the Hydro.
Is it the SSE?
Not as the Hydro.
Clash at the Hydro.
Clash at the Cran. Yeah, so I mean, like, that'll be good. Money in the Bank was good. What was the Australia one? Was that Elimination Chamber?
Elimination Chamber.
That was good. Actually, no, was that a bit quiet, that one?
Nah,
I remember
nah,
the crowd
good.
Being quite far away, but from the like, it was all really spread out.
Somebody says there was like a lot of time between the matches, in between the matches, and that's what killed the crowd for Elimination Chamber, but
yeah, maybe
I didn't notice.
It was I remember the crowd not being as good there. But, I mean, like, look, you could even say the Saudi crowds, I mean, they are loud.
Yeah.
Canada have always been crazy.
Oh, well, Saudi's the king and queen of the ring, isn't it?
Yeah. Jeddah. Cool, right. Let's just wallop through Backlash. So you had the Bloodline, or the new Bloodline, like we're talking about, Solo Sikoa and Tama Tonga.
Yeah.
They beat Kevin Owens and Randy Orton, like you said, pulled the referee slid out the ring.
I love it.
That was good fun. And then we had Bayley versus Naomi and Tiffany Stratton, a triple threat. Did you see this the thing with Tiffany Stratton on Twitter? or Instagram?
No, I don't think so, no.
Oh, mate, she fucked up. She put up a video on her Instagram story, and it was like a meme video of her smacking Jade Cargill in the face, and then it like cuts really fast to Bianca Belair's face being like, what the fuck? And yeah, it's good, but the thing is, there was a noise over it, or like there was audio over it, and she says, and I quote, something along the lines of her being a black bitch.
Oh no.
Honestly, mate, it's so bad. And like, and then she got called out in it as soon as she put it up, and then she just deleted it and didn't say anything. So there's a big thing of everyone being like, I reckon that's her push fucked for just now, and she's gonna like get knocked out of the Queen of the Ring, because everyone was thinking she might be Queen of the Ring. So I don't know if it was an accident, like she watched the video on mute and went, oh, that's a funny wee video, and put up, because on mute it's quite funny, and then realised, oh shit, and deleted it. But you think she would just say that?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
You can delete it, but it's still there. Nothing's gone forever on the internet.
If you want to see it, it's on Reddit. It's on the Squared Circle subreddit. If anyone wants to see it, she totally fucked up.
Excellent.
Which is a shame, because I like Tiffany Stratton, but yeah, you can't post shit like that on your Instagram.
What an idiot.
I know.
I would definitely do something like that.
I was thinking, like, would I do that? And I was like, by accident, easily, because I basically watch videos on mute on my phone the whole time, and you'd be like, oh, that's funny, and then upload it, and then don't, it could say anything. It could be like, it could be calling myself a big smelly cunt, and I wouldn't have a clue. But yeah, what a fuck up. And then we had Damian Priest defending his World Heavyweight Championship against Jey Uso.
I think I watched this match as well. Damian Priest says he didn't want any interference, didn't he? And then everybody interfered.
Yep.
But I don't think exactly he noticed. Right. Did they notice?
No, I don't think so, but I think he had a word with him about it on Raw after it. He's Raw, isn't he? I think he's Raw.
Yeah. Nah, he's the Raw champ.
Because we've had the draft now as well, which I don't even remember who was drafted.
Mate, nobody was drafted. They've pretty much kept everything the same. They've got a couple of NXT guys up and maybe one or two changes, but everybody is still where they were.
Yeah, so they brought up, was it Carmelo Hayes they brought up?
Yeah, they got him on SmackDown, I think.
And they brought
Isla up Dragunov.
Yeah, Dragunov.
He's on Raw.
And he got beat by Jey Uso on Raw in the King of the Ring. I was like,
what the fuck was the King of the Ring, wasn't it?
That's stupid, man. Why would you even...
I don't know. Main event Jey, who can't even win a mid-card.
I know.
He was middle of the card at Backlash, and he can't even fucking win that match, and you call him main event Jey.
I know. What they needed to do with Dragunov is not put him in that tournament. You either put him in the tournament and let him get to the final and be like, look how shit hot this guy is. And he doesn't need to win it, but like get him to the final at least, and then do a banger of a match, and you'll be like, oh, this guy's legit. Or keep him away from the tournament. You don't fucking put him out in the first round.
I know. Fucking.
I know. Stupid.
Frustrating.
And then, yeah, it's frustrating. What else do we have? We had Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill won the Women's Tag Team Championship. Championships.
So, Jade Cargill's, well, they're both in the Queen of the Ring tournament, and they both could potentially face each other at the semis.
That would be a good idea, and I think, do you think Bianca Belair should win that?
Yeah, the EST.
EST.
Well, who have you got on the Raw semi-finals? It's Io Sky versus Lyra Valkyrie.
Yeah.
How'd you say that? I can't say that.
I think that's right. Isn't it Lyra Valkyrie?
Yeah, that's who's the Raw semi, so whoever wins that's going to fight one of the four from SmackDown. It's Nia Jax versus Jade Cargill. I think Jade Cargill will beat Nia Jax.
Yeah.
Just to show off that she can fucking lift her up for that jaded.
Yeah, she'll do a jaded on her, yeah, that'd be cool.
And then it's Tiffany Stratton versus Bianca Belair. And like you say, it's after Tiffany Stratton's fucked up. Wonder if Bianca Belair will go over. And then you've got your women's tag team champions fighting each other in the semis.
That'll be cool. And I think if you get Bianca Belair to just beat Jade Cargill, then you start to do the whole like Jade's raging thing. Or do you do it the other way around and make Bianca Belair go heel? I think they've been talking about wanting to turn her heel for a long time.
Have they?
Yeah.
Put Bianca Belair heel.
Okay, so you make Bianca Belair go heel against Jade, even if she cheats to win, maybe grabs the trunks or whatever.
Yeah,
Low that pull. Works. Yeah, oh. right in the fuck.
Right in the yam bag.
And then Io Sky wins. That's what I think.
You think so? Thing. I think it's going to be a SmackDown.
Think so? Think it'll be Bianca Belair or Jade?
I think so, aye. That would just add to the tension for see the women's tag team title, see if they do fight each other, and then one wins and then they become Queen of the Ring, like I'm a tag title and I've got Queen of the Ring.
Yeah, it would be cool. So on the SmackDown side of the men's, we've got Randy Orton versus Carmelo Hayes and LA Knight versus Tama Tonga. I think it's either going to be Gunther wins the full thing or LA Knight wins the full thing.
Nah, I think Gunther's going out with everything.
Yeah.
I think he'll go out with all and then he'll get his big match at, is it Berlin?
Yeah, it's the Bash at Berlin.
Bash at Berlin.
So,
Bash at the Castle followed by the Bash at Berlin.
Yeah, the Clash at the Crayon. Do you think So Drew's going to get his big win at the Hydro, isn't he?
Which
surely.
There's no matches announced yet, is there?
No, but yeah, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, but no. Now, because somebody said CM Punk versus Drew, and I'm like, nah, Punk's not even going to be cleared by then for that match.
Nah, will he fuck?
So you think it's going to be Drew and Damian Priest?
Yep, for the belt. And then Drew will win. And then... When the fuck is... I'm trying to see when the Berlin thing is. I'm like flicking through all these. I think Berlin's...
June, maybe?
August.
Is it? Oh, no, in fact, it can't be June because fucking Clash at Castle's June.
June, July, August. Okay, so that'd be 2 months before, what, Drew McIntyre versus Gunther?
Maybe.
Or Gunther versus Cody Rhodes. I think they're on the same brand.
No, Cody... No, Cody SmackDown. SmackDown, I think.
Cody SmackDown... Gunther's Raw. Okay, yeah, shit. So it'd be Gunther versus Drew?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Although you could do Ilya Dragunov versus Gunther because they just have fucking banger matches.
Yeah.
Putting them in Berlin would just be fucking a pop fest.
Yeah, too right. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, last match, we've already kind of talked about it, but it was Cody Rhodes versus AJ Styles. I've already said it was a banger. You've already said you haven't watched it.
Nah, I'll need to go back and watch it.
It's definitely worth watching, but it's the exact same thing. Like, you watch it the whole time going, well, I know AJ's not winning.
Yeah.
But it's worth watching just to hear the French people sing the Phenomenal song. That was cool.
I'll put it on, I'll watch that. I'll listen to them sing. I'll get buzzing.
You'd be like, AJ might actually do it.
That's all a backlash then.
That's it. We've talked about Queen and King of the Ring. I'm trying to think if there's any other matches announced for that. Oh yeah,
there
fucking
is. You've got Becky Lynch versus Liv Morgan for the women's title.
Yep.
I think
Liv
Becky
Morgan
will
to win?
You think?
I don't know. I just feel like they should.
Jeez. They should, but they I should. Think Becky will win.
I don't think Becky should have won at all in that fucking Battle Royal. I think, why did they do that?
I know, they could have held off and crowned the champ. They could have fucking made Queen of the Ring the women's fucking champion.
That would have been cool. But yeah. I think if they're going right Battle Royale, that's a perfect time to make it Liv Morgan.
Yeah.
Fucking right.
Is that how they done it as well? Was a Battle Royale?
It was a Battle Royale on Raw? It must have been Raw.
Yeah, it would have been, yeah.
Yeah.
See, I can't watch a weekly. It's just, there's so much wrestling.
I know.
Can't tune into it all.
Yeah, it's hard. It's like, I've dropped Rampage because of it.
Yeah. AEW needs to drop Rampage.
I think it needs to drop Rampage as well. And I think maybe move Collision to Fridays. But they won't want to do that, will they?
Nah, they won't want to do a 2 hours and overlap with SmackDown.
The thing is, I've one Saturday out of every month, I don't watch Collision at all, just because there's a pay-per-view on.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Sometimes they do skip it, like that fucking one when you had Backlash, and I fucked up. I missed both of them. Try to get my AEW film, I missed both.
Oh, fuck's sake.
So also on King and Queen of the Ring 2024, we've got an Intercontinental Triple Threat, Sami Zayn versus Bronson Reed and Chad Gable. I'm liking the Chad Gable being heel.
Yeah.
I picked up on some of that stuff. I'm enjoying that.
So what do you think? Do you think Bronson, so you think Bronson Reed's the obvious choice?
He might do. Triple H really likes him. Just sneak him in there.
Sneak him in there. I feel like it's going to be, I mean, the obvious, it seems obvious that Sammy would win that. So I wonder if Chad Gable's going to win it.
I'm surprised Sammy's gone, because did he not have a big fucking...
Yeah, he did. About the Saudi thing.
About Saudi, aye.
Yeah,
but
because
then he did show up at the last one for Roman Reigns, didn't he? Well, maybe not the last one, but he showed up at one for the Bloodline.
That's right. So, yeah, I don't know what's happened there. I don't know if maybe... I guess, obviously, he's been talked into it somehow.
Money. Big money. Money talks.
Maybe, do you know... No, I don't want to say it because it might actually be a load of shite, but... I was going to say something about how I thought it might have been something to do with his charity and a big donation, but that sounds like a load of shit, so don't listen to me.
Nah, I think you might be right, but I'm also not backing you up at all.
No, well, there's no... But you shouldn't.
I have nothing to do with that.
You shouldn't, because it could be a complete non... Don't quote me on it, it could be a load of shit.
The last match for the King Queen of the Ring we've got is Cody versus Logan Paul. Is this all the belts on the line?
Yeah.
Oh, both belts on the line, isn't
both
it?
Both belts on the line.
How are they going to get away for this one?
That's so stupid. Why would you book yourself into a corner like this?
I know. That's daft.
So it either becomes... I hope they don't do it, but it's either a no contest.
Yeah.
Which would be fucking awful. But like someone turns up and beats the shit out of Cody Rhodes. And it's a disqualification. No contest. Doesn't matter. And then that pushes whatever storyline they want to happen. Or Cody Rhodes has both belts. Yeah, well, Cody Rhodes wins and gets both belts.
I know.
And becomes a Grand Slam champion, but how do you get the belts off them?
Is he not already a fucking Grand Slam champ?
No, the only one he hasn't had is the US.
Right. I thought they fucking interchanged the US and Intercontinental. Is that, you can have either one.
No, you need to have them both. You need a tag team, a US Intercontinental and a world title, and that's you.
Ah, fair play. Fair play then, aye.
So they're obviously trying to fast track him as a Grand Slam champion, but...
I would like to see him with two belts, that'd be cool, but... Then it's like, what is every... That's the issue I had with Eddie Kingston winning this fucking Continental Championship, is then it was like, every match I'm defending all three belts...
I know, that's stupid.
No, you're not, you dick. And then he lost all three, one at a time.
Yep. Then I wonder if he takes it, does he do the John Cena thing of like the open challenge for the US belt? So every week on Raw, he's wrestling for the US belt. And
why
then at pay-per-views.
Why would they do that on Raw?
I don't know.
Why would they go to Raw with a SmackDown belt? Two SmackDown belts.
You know what I mean. The other Raw, the blue Raw.
The blue Raw. Raw diet.
But every SmackDown, he has to defend the US title, and then that means you get a Cody Rhodes match every week.
Yeah. I don't see how they're fucking getting out of this.
I don't know. This is so stupid. But then it reminds me, do you remember when Seth Rollins did it?
Did he?
Yeah, it was when he was WWE champion, he was US champion at the same time, and he lost the US belt to... It was when he injured Sting.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, he fought someone for the... Did he fight John Cena for the US belt, and he fought Sting for the WWE belt on the same night at Clash of Champions?
No way. Fuck.
And...
That's when he killed Sting.
And that's when he killed Sting. So he lost the US belt to Cena and was so annoyed he killed Sting.
Oh well, that's one way to do it.
I know, it's like I'm just going to go out there and break your neck.
That's all the card for the King Queen of the Ring.
Yeah, I think that's kind of us gone through everything now.
It's weird only getting like five matches at a pay-per-view in WWE anymore.
It is, but it kind of feels like that's how these things are happening now, isn't it?
I know, I kind of like it, but then some of the matches I'm just not interested in, like that clash at the... No, Backlash.
Yeah.
The women's title match I wasn't interested in, and the women's tag title match wasn't that interested in. And yeah. I didn't pay attention to the fucking main event because Cody's going to win.
Yeah, fair enough. I feel like it was a really good pay-per-view for what it was. But yeah, like you said, it kind of, there was a bit of like, I'm not really that interested in a lot of this.
Yeah.
I think I tuned in more because it was in France and I was like, I want to see what that crowd's like. And
yeah.
Puerto Rico, well, that was the other one. The last backlash.
That was the last backlash.
That was really good. With Bad Bunny in that.
Carlito returning.
Yeah.
Well, he's up to all sorts. He's trying to pal in with the Judgment Day.
I know, that fucking prick. Get the apple back.
See, the pain that's with the King, Queen of the Ring, I don't like that they just do the final on the night of the pay-per-view anymore. I like
two when it was the full
matches.
Tournament.
Yeah, I like the tournament as the pay-per-view.
Yeah, that was cool. I'm trying to think, like, do you think they'll stick another match in there before? I mean, they've got a SmackDown and a Raw. Now you think that's it?
Nah. I will. Maybe depending on what happens with the... This is the next pay-per-view, isn't it? The King and Queen of the Ring?
Yeah, it's next Saturday. So we're recording on Thursday the 16th of May, and it's on May the 25th, so that's next Saturday.
Nah, I can't imagine them throwing in a World Heavyweight title match before then.
I don't see why they couldn't, though, because, like, there's a few people in for it, and, like, Drew and... fucking hell, how am I forgetting his name? Priest. We're having a kind of face-off.
I think they're just trying to build things a bit longer term now.
So which I'm here for. I'm
getting
for
this
that.
One. Next pay-per-view, that's your build for Drew versus Damian Priest.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas they've got Logan Paul, who is just fucking... He's your big money guy, aren't they? Get him for Saudi.
Yeah, I mean,
all
like
that prime yeah, hydration definitely. In the middle of the desert.
Yeah, I mean, fuck me. Why not?
Hydration station, that's what they were calling
the
it.
Hydration station, yeah. And then his pal, what was he called? Speed or something?
Yeah, I show Speed.
I'm starting to feel like an old man. I'm like, that's Logan Paul's friend.
What's that there YouTuber called?
That man who uses the face tube.
but I think I've hit everything.
Yeah, me too. Hit it all. It's going to be a bit of a shorter episode. That's fine.
It is a... I'm enjoying the wrestling again, though.
Yeah,
well,
me
I
too.
Didn't not enjoy it. It was just a bit of a fucking stagnant, slow, getting hit with the same stuff. But see, when you break up and you say, right, I'm not going to watch X or whatever, just enjoy what you do watch. Do what Adam Copeland says and just enjoy it. Stop hating on everything.
Yep, totally.
And
I
then
totally
your boss
agree.
Goes out and tweets something and you look like a tit. Fuck's sake, Tony.
And what does Tony know? He's got a fucking broken neck.
Nah, cool.
Cool, that's it. Nice one, man. Well, that's thanks it. Very much.
Thank you, Mikey. Thank you, listeners.
Yeah, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.